Good afternoon. You are listening to Bellatrix Beats on Cows FM. I'm your host, Petra, and we're going to talk about the astrological weather of this week, and we're going to listen to some great music that goes along with it. And we just started Taurus season. We started it late last night, like around 7:45 or something. So really, today's the official first full day of Taurus season, and it's wonderful. We're so happy because Aries season is great. I'm a genuine fan of Aries. Some of my best friends, my dad, you know, it's definitely a sign I enjoy. It's the initiation of springtime. But 20,000 years, you know, it's been 20,000 years apparently since we've had seven planets in Aries at once, and we really kind of shot the moon with that new moon that we had. And it was at 27 degrees. It was conjunct Chiron. And it was the maximum of that energy. And then later that night, we shifted into a Taurus moon. And then now we're in a Taurus sun. Now we're well into it as far as the energy kind of beginning to express itself. So what's different between Aries season and Taurus season? Many things. What they have in common is they're both springtime signs in the northern hemisphere, and they're from the survival quadrant, which is the first quadrant, which is Aries, Taurus, and Gemini, which is kind of self-explanatory, you know, as opposed to the relationship quadrant, which is opposed to it, which is also self-explanatory. But with Aries, it's the most intensely fiery, solo, sovereign, courageous sign. It's part of the relationship axis, but the Aries side of it really isn't thinking very much about relationship. It will go into the polarity point of Libra, but only then does it really start to take account of the other. And Taurus is a little bit similar in that it's a Venus-ruled sign. Venus, like almost all of the planets except for the sun and the moon, rule two signs. And Venus's yang sign is Libra, but Venus's yin sign is Taurus. And what that means is that the extroverted yang version of Venus is, you know, Libra is very social. It's very extroverted. It wants to find the people. It's very concerned with the other and what everybody else is thinking and feeling. Whereas the Venus of Taurus is about self-love. And that's the basis of all love. If you can't love yourself, you're not going to do a very good job of loving anybody else. And so every year, once a year, we get a chance to really steep in this really very beautiful energy. I mean, Aries is when everything starts in spring, but there's kind of a frenetic urgency. And Taurus is when this kind of languid, slow growth sort of starts. You know, the soil starts to warm up and the leafy greens start to grow. We're not quite to the point where all the flowers get pushed. That's more Gemini. So I hope that you are feeling this and it feels good for your nervous system. And we're going to listen to some music that correlates with this season. And we're going to start out right here. Thank you. Superstition by Taurus Stevie Wonder. You know, Taurians are the most embodied of all earth signs in general are, but Taurus takes the cake. Again, see the Venus rulership. It's pleasurable to be in a body. And the goal of Taurus is to make it so good, so beautiful, so pleasurable that the divine can't resist coming down and jumping in. So, and that groove factor, you know, like if you're really embodied, you're going to get the beat. You're going to like get into that kind of rolling groove. So you can feel it. You can feel how embodied Stevie Wonder is. Is he alive? Somehow I don't know. We're going to move on with another really wonderful, pretty well-known Taurus.
Love you, Serval Kittens, as a cuddle buddy.
Lullaby by Taurus Robert Smith of The Cure. You know, Taurians are also, there's a whole bunch of really famous comedians that are Taurians, which I, for some reason at first I found curious because I would have attributed more to Gemini, although I think that it's probably a combo. I mean, there's no way around the fact that the quickest wit and mind is Gemini, which is required for comedy. But again, there's something about being very embodied to do comedy. You know, if you're really in your body, you understand kind of the rhythm and the flow of the humor and the audience. And I don't know, like George Carlin is a Taurus. I forget the list now, but it was maybe Seinfeld is a Taurus too. It was like four or five people that was, you know, was enough to kind of really think about it. So the next Taurus we're going to listen to, you know, Taurians, everything has a front door and a back door. So Taurus is all kinds of wonderful and can be a little bit of a couch potato. So this is a pep talk from Taurus James Brown to his own kind. Ow! Oh! Woo! Shut that!
Get up off of that thing.
Pretty good, right? When I was 20, I spent a summer traveling around with some friends in an orange VW bus named Jezebel. And we were going to hot springs and rainbow gatherings and Renaissance fairs and Grateful Dead shows and any other adventures we found along the way. And when the inevitable pressure tension would build with a group of people, young people traveling around, we would all pull over to the side of the road, put the song on top volume and dance really hard and move all the energy. So there you go. Now you have another remedy in your life.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style? Should I get a set of white wall tires? Are you gonna cruise the miracle mile? Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's true baby blue continental. Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me. Just give it half a chance. Don't waste your money on a new set of speakers. You get more mileage from a cheap pair of sneakers. Next phase, new wave, dance great. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me.
Billy Joel is a Taurus. I'm kind of neutral on Billy Joel. Not a huge fan. Don't dislike him, but that song, love that song. So it's actually a really big week. I want to talk about astrology a little bit more. We have spent the last 7 years with Uranus, the great liberating awakening planet, trickster redeemer, as Caroline Casey refers to it, who has been in the sign of fixed earth, a very strange combination that we've uncomfortably moved through. And I guess it was 2019. Sounds right. And so it implicated all of the Tauruses, all 30 degrees got turned, you know, electrified, turned, and then also Scorpio by opposition. And certainly a little bit of affecting the Tauruses and, I mean, sorry, the Leos and the Aquarius, the fixed quad. So all of the Tauruses in particular are graduating from Uranus school this week on the 25th at 5:51 p.m. Pacific time, but who's counting? I mean, it hasn't been a terrible transit. It can be challenging because what Uranus's job is to improve the conditions of our life, to upgrade our lives, improve our lives. And we, bless our hearts, often hang on to things that aren't the best for us. And so Uranus transits, the outer planets happen to us because we don't let go of things, move things, change things as often as would suit our soul evolution. And so they come along and help us. You know, they are friends of our souls. So they may be the enemy of the current thing that we're attached to that is toxic and we need to let go of. So if you're having a Uranus transit, the best thing to do, and this would be all the Geminis, you're up next. So Sag by opposition and Virgo and Pisces somewhat too by square. Lean into the change. Look for where you need to change, where you want to change, where you're excited to change. This is going to be a very cerebral combination, very intellectual, very communicative, big ideas. But let's finish out the Taurian. So, you know, Taurus is land, money, food, body. I think that's the list. And those are all things that we really enjoy, stability. And so the 7 years of instability around all that has been noticed. Also, it's a very, Uranus and Taurus is a real crypto combination, because Taurus is linked to money, to resources, and Uranus is definitely tech. And then it's also, we're at this time where the powers that should not be would like to put tech inside of our bodies. You know, Elon with the chip, that's very Uranus and Taurus also. So I'm not sad to see it go, even though I've enjoyed some of it. You know, very tantric. It's a very tantric combination. Like if Taurus is the body, it's a sensual, sense-oriented sign. All that energy moving through the body, all the electricity of this electrical planet, you know, that's a way to kind of work with it. But now it's going to shift, and everybody that has had that destabilized energy is going to get to kind of recover and figure out what shifted for the better. And the Geminis can now start to think in this way. So let's listen to another song.
Have you seen the well-to-do upon Lenox Avenue, on that famous thoroughfare, with their noses in the air, high hats and colored collars, white spats and $15, spending every dime for a wonderful time? If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where Harlem flits, putting on the Ritz? Spangled gowns upon the bevy of high browns from down the levee, all misfits, putting on the Ritz. Well, that's where each and every Lulu Bell goes, every Thursday evening with her swell bows. Rubbing elbows, come with me, and we'll attend their jubilee and see them spend their last two bits putting on the Ritz.
Look at that man putting on that Ritz. You look at him, I can.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where Harlem flits, putting on the Ritz? Spangled gowns upon the bevy of high browns from down the levee, all misfits, putting on that certain Ritz. That's where each and every Lulu Bell goes, every Thursday evening with her swell bows, rubbing elbows. Come with me and we'll attend their jubilee and see them spend their last two bits putting on the Ritz. Come with me and we'll attend their jubilee and see them spend their last two bits putting on the Ritz.
The dashing Fred Astaire was also born under the Venus-ruled sign of Taurus. And he was a singer, he was a dancer, he was a tap dancer, you know, very famous with his Ginger Rogers dancing. When I was a kid, I just kind of side-eyed the whole golden age of Hollywood because I didn't understand it. But now that I'm a grown-up and not super loving the culture that is being served up, some of it, but most of it not, I find myself really relishing the old stuff more. So now we're going to go to another Taurus who's one of my favorites.
Thank you.
David Byrne is a Scottish, Canadian-born Scotsman and one of the more talented, adorable people to ever grace the planet. And I feel like that song is, it's like a conversation between Gemini and Taurus. You know, the part that is being left behind is the Gemini, the city, the urbanization, and then everything's going back to nature, which is actually, the concept is very Neptunian, but the nature is very Taurian. But at the end, he's like, I can't get used to this lifestyle because he's, even though he's a Taurus, he's in some ways more Geminian. There's another song, I can't remember which one it is, but the first line says, I grew up with the TV always on or something like that. So he's very much a product of all of the culture, but he can't help but being a Taurus. So this is a great time to take care of business.
Cal's Radio thanks Cloverdale Connect for their continuing support. Cloverdale Connect delivers their free newspaper every month to homes, businesses, and post office boxes in the greater Cloverdale area. And they are available online as well at cloverdaleconnect.com.
Cal's thanks Fawn Necton of Open Door Insurance Services, a family-owned and operated insurance agency providing solutions based on product knowledge and expertise in personal, business, specialty, and nonprofit insurance. You can reach them at area 707-874-2666 or on their website, opendoorins.com.
And now back to our regularly scheduled program. It's 4:20. Let's not miss that it's the day to celebrate the wonderful plant cannabis. So we're going to listen to something, a couple things, a few things.
They would. They stone you when you're trying to go home. They'll stone you when you're there all alone. But I would not feel so all alone. Everybody must get stoned. Well, they'll stone you when you're walking on the street. They'll stone seat. They'll stone you when you're walking on the floor. They'll
Thanks for that one, Bob. And it wouldn't be 420 without the next one.
Yeah.
Those four boys from Birmingham created the ultimate homage to cannabis with Sweet Leaf. Now we're going to listen to another Taurus. The great Duke Ellington with Sugar Rum Cherry, which is his horn-heavy version of Tchaikovsky's Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy, which I did not know existed until earlier today. Imagine my delight. All right, we're kind of closing in on it, so we're going to shift gears a little bit and close out with a vibe like this.
Song of the
A song called Let Her Breathe by Rois, and it's for Uranus moving into Gemini. I just want to say things are going to start moving really, really fast after this happens. This is the last step of what started at the end of 2024 when Pluto entered a new sign, one of the outer planets, entered Aquarius after 16 years in Capricorn. And then 2025 was this very strange year because the outer planets, the other ones, were moving in and out. You know, they were testing the new, going back to the old. And now, as of Thursday, 5:51 p.m. Pacific time, everybody is in the new setting. Pluto and Aquarius now at 5, Uranus will be 0 Gemini, and Neptune is, I think, 2 Aries, which means all three outers are in a trine sextile, and they will be in communication for some years to come, which is, they're the ones that are, you know, they're the ones that anchor the culture, what's happening in the culture. So one of them changing is enough to change everything, let alone all of them.
Old boat, he's rolled like a river through a southern night. grass in the alley with the porch light bright. From the Delta blues to a gospel choir, every note's a spark that can light the fire. Wind up records on a scratchy spin, Louis on a trumpet and a swing comes in. Tin can wires, a voice in the rain, music been a ghost that can't be changed. County line, gospel to jazz to the birth of soul, hip-hop drums make the record whole, speech like stars in a southern sky, piano like rain when the clouds roll by, every melody's a time machine, from a 40s ballroom to a neon dream, take me back to the horns and swing, tape machine and the echo ring, now lift me up with that modern sound, where the future's built on the old.
You've been listening to Bellatrix Beats, and I'm Petra Toucher, a consulting astrologer and teacher. You can find me at PetraToucherAstrology.com. I have a class that's underway. It's an annual class called Wheel of the Year. It's a monthly class. It's already begun, but you can join it. I will also be beginning my sixth year of mentorship mothership program that starts in either July or August. You can find me on Substack or on my website. Thanks so much for listening.
He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view.